This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a high-level meeting to review the roadmap for next-generation reforms, with a focus on accelerating measures to enhance ease of living, improve ease of doing business, and foster inclusive prosperity. Officials briefed the Prime Minister on steps being planned to simplify governance, strengthen economic growth, and ensure citizens benefit directly from these measures. This high-level meeting came after Prime Minister's Independence Day address, where he promised a Diwali gift in the form of GST reforms and a lighter tax burden.
पिछले 8 साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया, टैक्स की व्यवस्थाओं को सरल किया और 8 साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें। हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया। हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे। सामान्य मानवीय की जरूरतों के टैक्स भारी मात्रा में कम कर दिए जाएंगे।
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the current international environment makes it essential to preserve and enhance stability in the global economy. He also stressed that India seeks a fair, balanced and multipolar world order, noting that reformed multilateralism is the call of the day. External Affairs Minister held talks with the visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and underlined that the fight against terrorism in all its forms remains a major priority for India.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
Referring to India's security concerns, Jaishankar pointed out that the country continues to face cross-border terrorism, largely sponsored by Pakistan, a close ally of China.
The fight against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is another major priority. I look forward to our exchange of views. Overall, it is our expectation that our discussions would contribute to building a stable, cooperative and forward-looking relationship between India and China, one that serves both our interests and addresses our concerns.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will hold the 24th round of special representatives' dialogues on the boundary question with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today. The Chinese Foreign Minister is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will file his nomination tomorrow. An introductory meeting with floor leaders of NDA was held in New Delhi yesterday following the arrival of Mr. Radhakrishnan in the national capital. Briefing media in New Delhi after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. The minister said NDA Parliamentary Party meeting will be held today, wherein all the leaders will be formally introduced with NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has taken strict action against a toll collection agency for misbehaving with army personnel on toll plaza deployed at Bhuni Toll Plaza on Meerut Karnal. NHAI has imposed a penalty of 20 lakhs on the toll collecting firm. In a statement, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways called it a breach of the contract agreement and agency's failure to manage the situation and ensure staff discipline. India Meteorological Department has issued red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa today. The weather agency has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Mahe, Telangana and Vidarbha. India's Girish Gupta has clinched gold in the 10-metre air pistol men youth event of the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. The 17-year-old shot 241.3 in the final, surpassing compatriot Dev Pratap. And that is the end of this news bulletin.